My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ken Dorsey. He loves him. He calls him his family.
That didn't take long.
Give him his family back.
He hasn't even coached him one actual game of football. He loves him already.
Can't wait to see him on Sunday.
Jeez.
Now, do you think if
family
he was like with the Atlanta
situation?
If he was like with the Atlanta Falcons, would we get that same?
Yes, we would. Yes.
Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Washington Capitals.
Yes. Yes, the Capitals as well. If he somehow found himself as an offensive coordinator for a hockey team, he would love them as well and call them his family.
Well, so I always wonder about that, because I heard that yesterday too, and I'm like, a little early to be in love with the team already.
Lima loves the Browns, but he doesn't love all the players.
Lima only likes.
They got to earn that.
Dorsey loves.
Have these players earned that love from Ken Dorsey already? Maybe we're missing everything. They are going to come out firing on all cylinders. They're going to be en route to a number one seed.
Well,
Watson's going to be back. Judy is going to be a beast.
If Ken Dorsey can love Jed Wills, why can't all the rest of you?
Or is he only talking about the starters this week?
Silence went across the room. Well, that might be a little caveat, but he said everybody.
Yeah. Everybody?
Everybody. Jameis.
His family.
Jameis, DTR, Jamari Thrash.
I was going to get there.
I was wrong about him. Boy, was I wrong about him. Get to that coming up in a bit.
He could still be a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he could still be a Pro Bowler.
Just will not be here.
Well, you never know. He might slip through waivers, so don't call it a comeback. He loves everybody. Do you have confidence that the offense is going to look good? Because there's other clips here. There are other big clips here that you got to hear. Ready? Here's Ken Dorsey on Deshaun Watson getting ready to get going.
He's a competitor. He wants to be out there with his guys, and he's looked like himself out of practice from what I've seen on tape from him in the past, you know. So I think he just continues to progress and continues to get back in that rhythm a little bit, and I'm excited to see him out there and excited to watch him kind of fly around and be himself.
Good stuff, Ken. He went further. He said Deshaun Watson's going to make some special plays.
He's going to make some exceptional plays for us that no one else in this league can make. And he's going to be able to do that for us, balancing that with, hey, you know, there's a time to throw it away and move on to the next down.
What do you think?
I mean, that's exactly
what,
what I said about Watson when he was in Houston. He was making plays nobody else in the league
is
could make.
Is he going to be able to make them for us, though?
That's why he brought in Ken Dorsey, right?
Do you have confidence that the offense is going to look good?
I don't. Not for the opener. I don't.
Is that why you came up with your excuses list?
Well, yeah, that's exactly why. I mean, we called it an excuse list. You could also call it a here's the reason why list, a justifications list.
Oh, so these are explanations and not excuses.
Yeah.
I've used that line before. It's a very convenient line.
It always depends on, you know, what perspective you're coming from. I mean, I think the offense can be really good this year. I think Watson can get back.
Well, you got good players on it, so of course can be good.
I'd be a little surprised if it's week one when he just has done so very little and that the first team offense has done so very little. And the only time that they actually felt alive pass rush was against Minnesota, and it looked terrible from the people that were that were there.
I don't think the offense is going to look very good on Sunday. I don't think that Dallas's offense is going to look very great on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a bit of a sloppy game.
I do too.
I think there's going to be some turnovers. I think Deshaun Watson's going to throw a pick. I think some people are going to groan. I think they're going to moan. I think that with their defense, they can win. They're favored to win in this football game, and I think they can. And I've picked the Browns to win. But I think that there's going to be some moans and groans, and that's why it's still I'm hoping they win. But I said to you yesterday, I'm not going to sit there and make a bunch of excuses for his play if he doesn't play well on Monday, or he doesn't play well on Sunday. I'm not going to come in here on Monday and make a bunch of excuses for his play. I can and I won't, even if I expect it to not go well.
Well, that's the hard part I'm not understanding from you. If you are telling me right now you think he's going to look rusty, you think the offense is going to be a work in progress, it's going to take him some time. I think that stands to reason.
Well,
then after the game, those reasons don't go out the window. Everything you just said is not automatically eliminated.
But nobody wants to hear him.
So you're just telling people what they want to hear then?
No, I'm telling people the truth. You don't want to hear excuses. I'm not going to make excuses.
But the truth...
He's a highly paid professional.
The truth is exactly what you just shared with the audience.
It is the truth.
So why wouldn't you just say that?
Because if I say it after 3 years, it sounds like a giant fat excuse the way that people said it, that you were saying it yesterday. And I'm just not going to make any excuses. We're beyond excuses. So I hope that they win. I don't think he's going to play exceptionally well. And if he doesn't play exceptionally well, I'm going to say, hey, glad the Browns won. Glad the Browns won. Deshaun Watson did not play very well at all, but I'm very glad the Browns won. Like, that's the butt I want to put in there. I will choose my words carefully, but I don't know how you can't wrap your head around it. I wanted to bring this up to you. It's just because I expect it, and if he were to go through with it and not play very well on Sunday, doesn't mean it doesn't ring true, and I can't be either upset. I obviously am not surprised, but I can't be upset, or I can't say what the truth is. I brought up to you before, there was one time my dad, hand to God, watched me. We had just moved into our house, and my dad lives in now. My dad's sitting in the living room. We are getting the furniture from the old place to the house. And I went, and I was laying down on the, like Saturday Night Live was on. I was in the living room, and I'm laying down, and there's an outlet. And I start messing with the outlet. My dad sat there and watched me goof off with this outlet. Until I finally got shocked, I pulled it back, and he goes, "Oh, it hurt, didn't it?" Like, and then he gave me hell over sticking my hand in an outlet, for crying out loud. He knew I was going to do it. He still gave me hell over it. Well, if I believe that Deshaun Watson is going to go out there and not play well, I'm still going to give him hell over it. Just because I'm not surprised doesn't mean I'm not going to give hell over it. I reserve that right to give hell. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think that's a hard concept.
I understand being critical, and I think there is a larger point over.
Well, I'm glad you understand that.
It's something I haven't really heard from the Browns. Since moment one they've gotten Deshaun Watson, I've never really heard them ever criticize him, which I have heard Andy Reid criticize Patrick Mahomes. I have heard all the good coaches, you know, tweak their quarterbacks over the. I heard Bill Belichick do that plenty of times with Tom Brady.
They have been trying to sell him from the very beginning.
What is it?
They're
what
not
are they worried about his feelings?
The second they say anything critical about his play is when they don't believe in it, when they are really worried about him behind the scenes. Mm. And they may be worried about him behind the scenes right now. They're just not going to say anything. When the second they start saying anything, I hope it doesn't come to that level. I hope he just goes out and plays well and we ain't got to worry about any of that. But if he ain't playing well, and they do admit that at some level and start to say some things that might be critical, oh, yeah, you better watch out. That means a lot of people don't think that it's going the way it needs to go. Because, yeah, you say you've heard some things. I think it's a very delicate dance that coaches have to do anywhere. It's not just with Deshaun Watson. I think it's with everybody. If things are going well and a quarterback is in a sturdy position and he's one of the better ones, you can give a little bit of criticism or say a little bit of the truth because it's an undeniable truth. But you got to be careful about how far you go. Andy Reid can give it a little bit of the gears because he's been doing this for 30 years, and he started coaching Brett Favre when Brett Favre was a nobody, and he can say the truth about these matters. But you can't do it like Ben McAdoo did, or Bob McAdoo did, or whatever the hell the guy's name was with the bad mustache, and go ripping Eli Manning, even if you believe it's the truth. Because then you're causing problems for your organization. No one's going to question Patrick Mahomes because Mahomes is great. So even if there's little things that we don't like that he misses, like John Harbaugh can go out there and go, yeah, you know, we miss Zay Flowers on that pass. You can say that because you have an MVP quarterback and he'll hit Zay Flowers on that pass, which he missed last night, which should have been an easy touchdown. That's all true. But when you have a quarterback where the fans need to be sold on him, and I think he needs to be sold on himself, I do think that he lacks confidence at times. Yeah, you know what? You're going to probably watch your mouth in public. I think that's an easy explanation, and that might turn into an excuse for a lot of people. But that's the truth the way I see it.
I just know that if they lose this week, he looks rusty like he does in the openers. I went over his terrible numbers in the openers, you know, over the six games of his career that he has started a season. And then they hit the ground running over the next, you know, month. We're just going to look back at the opener and say, well, he was rusty. Makes sense. He had shoulder surgery. Why can't we say that now is what I'm asking.
216-474-0092. I guess I should ask, how do you win the game? Do you think the offense is going to look good, or do you think the defense is going to be the one to answer the bell on Sunday?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.